Good morning, Jake. Welcome to The Score. How are you?
Boys, I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time. So how are you feeling after throwing you threw yesterday, right, Jake?
I did. I played some long toss yesterday, just trying to get the arm strong. I'm feeling, as good as I have in quite a while. It was obviously a rough 2010. It was a rough 2009 for myself. You know, I came back and pitched there at the end of the season, but that was kind of the downfall, of us all, me coming back. But feel good and feel normal, and that tends to be a good word these days.
Let's follow up on that, what you just said, the downfall of us all coming back. Because, you talked about with us last year how when you came back, your mechanics were different because you were trying to sort of gut it out. And that did that cross over to the beginning of 2010? Is that part of what happened to you physically, or you think that was part of the mixed results on the mound last year?
I think it's both. When you look at it, and when you look at it in hindsight and watch what happened, in 2009, a lot of people don't know when I got traded to the Chicago White Sox. I was done for the year in San Diego. Was not expected to pitch again. Was told that. But as I said, you get traded over, you get in the middle of a pennant race, and you want to try to push your body. And we did that, and we didn't think we were jeopardizing anything. And obviously the health of the ankle was not really an issue, but your body's going to protect itself. And when I came back and pitched those last three games, although we had, some success and won those three games and, had a nice ERA, and it wasn't me. We just kind of attributed the lack of velocity and stuff to, I'm not in the best shape in the world and just trying to get in shape. But, all realistically, my body was protecting my ankle. I was standing real tall on the mound, just simply falling towards home plate and not using my legs. And because of that, my arm angle changed, drastically. Well, that was what the White Sox saw. That's what Cooper and Juan Nieves, that's what those guys thought I was. And they just thought I was a little bit out of shape and my arm wasn't ready to go. So when I came into spring training last year, that's who they geared me to be. They were going, hey, stay tall and get on top of the ball. And, all stuff that you would tell the guys, stuff that I had really never heard in my career, but certainly trying to do that. And I just never could figure out why my stuff just wasn't quite the same. And I went in this season, starting to have some shoulder issues, but just thought it was kind of some general soreness. And, stuff-wise certainly wasn't there. Until about the 1st of May or so, when we really saw by going back and looking at some old stuff, and we just happened to catch it. We were just kind of trying to work, and obviously we weren't having good results there at the beginning of the season, but we went back and looked at a Tampa Bay start that I had in 07 or 08 when I was with the Padres, and just happened to realize that I wasn't even close to the same mechanically. Really nothing. A wholly totally different pitcher, and it was a relief for me, a big sigh of relief, and I came back, and it took that Tampa Bay start that night and that Texas start, my next one. I think if you go back and watch the starts, you see my stuff just drastically improve and get better, and shortly after that, things started to click, and I was, who I was expected to be from day one over here.
So do you think that time when you were not being yourself contributed to the injury? Because the injury then happened when you were back to being yourself, right?
Well, the injury, the injury as of you guys knowing what was going on, was really the last few weeks of it. It started, like I said, about this time last year, me not feeling right. And, you slowly but surely pull your lat off the bone. You can't go out and just do what I did in a start or even a couple starts. It's a slow process. It's about a 4.5-inch attachment with this thing, and it takes quite a while for you just to slowly tear that off. And, like I said, we just tried to power through it, not knowing that we were about to do that. We kind of missed some things along the way. Myself, was the ringleader of that, pushing to go forward, because I had at the time I blew out gotten things straight. And although I didn't feel the best in the world, mechanically I felt like I was good. My stuff was good enough to get people out, and I was doing that at that time. So there's no doubt me changing my arm angle. When you do something for so long, your body gets used to that. And like I said, you even get hurt doing that. But when you go about changing your arm angle, my arm angle was almost a foot difference, and I wasn't using any of my legs and asking my arm to pull a huge load. And there's no doubt that I believe that did attribute to such a unique injury, and we hope all that's behind us now.
Yeah, Jake, that is one reason that I fear for you now, and I've known you for a long time, and I mean this with all due respect. That's why I'm not sure I trust you now to judge how healthy you are, because I know you're going to want to pitch no matter what. You're going to try to pitch through anything because that's who you are. That's always been your way. How do we know for sure right now that you're really going to be honest with your trainer and with your doctors, and that you're not going to make any kind of mistake now?
Well, obviously you live and you learn, and I wasn't like I wasn't honest last year. I told them what I felt. I told them that I thought I could get through with it, and like I said, I was. I had some MRIs, and I did see doctors last year, and I was never once told that we were about to make a huge mistake in going out there. But like you said, as the competitor, as an athlete, you want to pitch, and you certainly don't want to be labeled soft, and that's something that I don't think I'm ever going to have a problem with. I went out there and pitched until I couldn't pitch anymore. But, I just thought it was something that as a competitor you could get through. And like I said, we may have missed some things. All of us, contributed to the, what happened. I'm certainly will take some blame because I said, I'm good enough to go. But like I said, I think we all could have done things a little bit different to caught some things and saw some things, and we could have, hindsight's 20/20 in everybody in everybody's eyes. But I told Herman those guys, I'll tell you how I'm feeling and what I think I can get through and what I think's normal and what's not normal. And like I said, when you have an injury, first big injury that I've ever had, especially to my arm. You want to make sure you're 100% healthy. And the bottom line is I want to be who I've always been in Chicago. I just haven't done what I know I'm capable of doing for a long, extended period of time in Chicago, and I want to be that guy. And I know I got to be healthy to be that guy. And just doing all I can do to be that.
Jake, are you scared at all? Because, there's a huge difference between throwing on the side, throwing on flat ground, even throwing off a mound. Big difference between that and getting in a spring training game when Jake Peavy, the competitor, is going to face an opposing hitter for the first time. And then there's another huge difference between that and pitching in a big league regular season game. Are you scared at all? What's going to happen? Because it would be normal when you let go for the first time, really let go, does that worry you a little bit? Or are you completely confident that when you do that, you're going to be okay?
Well, I can't tell you that there hasn't been some reservation there, but the throwing program and the slow progression that you do to build up to that kind of helps ease that that tenderness a little bit. So, like I said, we've been crossing bridge after bridge, and obstacle after obstacle, here throughout the winter and now on the spring. And, I have thrown some balls, putting something on it. I have thrown some good breaking balls. And the other day throwing to these hitters, we're probably dialing it up, close to 80-90% of what I got right now. The arm's not as strong as it hopefully will be later on in spring, but I'm just going to try to slowly climb. And there has been some reservation there, but like I said, when you go out and push your body, you got to find out where you stand. You got to trust your doctors. You got to trust the rehab that you did. You got to trust the way you feel. That you feel normal, then your body's going to be able to do what it's always done. So, I think these spring training games will be good peace of mind because I'm certainly going to have to dial it up a little bit more than I have in times previous, just to get all that out. And that being said, the things I've done this winter, I went back and looked at, obviously nobody's had this injury, but I went back and looked at different guys with injuries, and I certainly want to go out there from the time I first take the ball and be that force that I know I can be and have been in the past. But when you look at guys coming back off injury, it normally takes a little bit of time, and that's not – I'm not making any – excuses. I'm just being realistic about the situation. Not many guys come straight off a major surgery, even Tommy John or even a rotator cuff or whatever it may be, and just come back and start dominating the game the way they could or have. When you look at Liriano and he's one of the latest ones that come to mind. It was Tommy John, but it took him a year to kind of get back in the swing of things, and now he's become that dominant force that he once was. So, you know, as much as I want to get out there and tell you I'm going to be this and that, I can tell you that there's not anybody who works any harder and more mentally and physically prepared. And I expect to get back out there soon. I expect to be that guy that I've always been, but I'm going to be realistic about it too and kind of take it one day at a time.
He's Jake Peavy, White Sox starting pitcher, good enough to give us a couple of minutes here on a Sunday morning. There's nothing more unnatural, maybe in all of sports, than what you do, Jake. You know, throwing 100 pitches 30 times a year, it's just crazy what you're asking the body to do. Rick Hahn, the White Sox assistant GM, was on with us a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about how they don't mind if you miss 2 weeks, if you miss a month, if you miss 2 months. Those were his words, you know. And when you just said about being patient, whose call is it going to be? Is it Kenny's call? Is it your call? Is it Coop's? Is it Ozzie's? Is it everybody's? Who's going to make that call that finally you're ready to go? Whose voice will be the loudest and kind of the one you listen to the most?
Well, I think I'm going to have the most pull in the situation because I think I know my body. I can tell those guys exactly how I'm feeling, like we talked about earlier. I mean, you got to be honest. And like I said, I never in one way have tried to deceive anybody, or even last year when I told those guys, hey, I'm good enough to go pitch, I truly thought I was good enough to go pitch, and I was not jeopardizing my career or my health by doing that. Throughout the years, you pitch with certain stuff, and I think if you go back and look at the numbers, I mean, I went out there and I had quality starts, you know, every time out. Even, I'd figure things out, and that's just a competitor in you. But I think this decision comes down to being made, there's no set timetable. We're going to take this thing outing by outing, and I think that's the best way to go. We're going to throw a bullpen here on Tuesday, and we'll reassess the situation. If we're good enough to go on Friday, you know, after Tuesday, when I pitch Friday, we're going to talk about, you know, are we good enough to throw a bullpen? And we're just going to kind of progress together. We all meet together. Everybody's in on the loop. But at the time where I know that I'm going to go, you know what, my stuff is close to what it's always been. I feel like I can bounce back and throw again in 5 days. Everything I'm feeling is normal, and I'm going through my strength and conditioning program that we always go through. When that point gets there, I'll be able to tell that guys. The guys should be able to see that, and we'll jump into a major league game. And I hope that's sooner than later.
It's his body, Barry Rosner. It's his body.
Yeah, Jake. Let me assure you that no one in Chicago, no one who knows anything about baseball, would ever question your toughness. We know how tough you are. What we worry about is that you're so tough that you'll pitch through anything, and that you. You know, you just won't always be honest. And it may not even be a conscious thing. It might be subconscious. Maybe you just don't want to admit that maybe you're not ready to go. Do you really think, like, let's say you throw Tuesday and you wake up Wednesday, it's not great. Will you think you're able to go to the Sox and say, hey, you know, I don't think I should throw in that game Friday. I mean, can you imagine that? Because I can't imagine Jake Peavy doing that. I hope you do. But, I mean, can you imagine such a thing?
You know what, I can, and that's just, I think it's part of getting older and part of maturing a little bit and knowing your body. And the bottom line is I'm not going to go out, I'm not going to start a season, behind the eight ball. I've done that for the past, the times, even with the success in 2009,
right.
You know, I mean, people, I've been behind the eight ball. I have not taken the mound as a Chicago White Sox feeling at any point like I did in San Diego when I took them out with the and that affects everything. That affects your confidence, that affects obviously the way you perform, but your whole mindset is different. And I can promise you, when I take them out, like I said, I'm not sure, I'm not going to promise any results, but I will feel as good as I can possibly feel, because I want to be who I know I can be, and that's a very good pitcher in this league and make a difference for this ball club. But I will not allow myself to. And like I said, at the same time, you're not benefiting anybody if you go out there and start a season like that and just trying to get by. I know how hard it is, how grueling it is to throw a full season in the Major League. I've done it plenty before, and I'm going to make sure that I am as ready to go as I could possibly be, especially coming off, a major surgery like me. So if I'm not ready, I can promise you I'm going to have no problem saying, guys, I need another few starts and let's try to figure this thing out or see what we can do. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Hey, Jake, as always, thanks so much for your openness and talking about this stuff, both the mindset and the mechanics. You really let fans in, and that's appreciated. It should be an interesting year for the Sox, and here's hoping you're a big part of it. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, boys. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Jake Peavy here on Hit and Run. If you want to call in and talk about it, we can do it. 312-644-6767.